Pervez Musharraf spent his first full day as a mere civilian. Today, the leaders of Pakistan's government were still celebrating his resignation when their own problems flared up. There's a new crack in the ruling coalition. At issue once again, Musharraf's firing of judges and what to do about them now that the president is gone. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Islamabad.
This is where you come if you want to find a lawyer in the capital of Pakistan. It's a warren of alleys, cluttered with busy tea rooms and cramped, dust-cake legal offices, each one advertised by a hand-painted black-and-white sign. Attorneys stand around in huddles, gossiping. Today there are only two topics of conversation. The first is the resignation of Pervez Musharraf. On this, says lawyer Zalahuddin Lahani, people are unanimous.
The entire nation is happy and facilitated, and we are all celebrating today.
Today's second topic of conversation is a trickier subject. It's about whether Pakistan's coalition government will now, after months of delay, finally fulfill its promise to restore dozens of senior judges sacked by Musharraf. For the lawyers here, this is a matter of immense importance. Many of them took part in protests that began early last year when Musharraf moved to oust Pakistan's Chief Justice. Demonstrations went on for month after month and morphed into a campaign for an independent judiciary and an end to military rule. Lawyers were beaten and jailed. The lawyers' uprising played a large part in the events that brought about the fall of Musharraf. That's why Zalahuddin Lahani is confident that the sacked judges will now get their jobs back.
Yes, I'm sanguine. I'm very much sure. And they are going to be restored within 24 hours.
Really?
Yes, we are sure. And the parliament is going to play its role.
Others are not so sure. Syed Massad Hussein Shirazi is delighted Musharraf's resigned, but he believes the battle for a genuinely independent judiciary is not over.
But I think that we are feeling happiness, but this happiness is only 50%, not 100%, because our struggle is for the restoration of the judiciary.
He doesn't trust Pakistan's new leaders.
I think that these people are not sincere, especially Pakistan People's Party.
The Pakistan People's Party is the biggest in the coalition. It's led by Benazir Bhutto's widower, Asif Ali Zardari. The others controlled by former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. This month they promised they'd restore the sacked judges straight after impeaching Musharraf, though in the end the general left of his own accord. Today they met. The spotlight fell on them to see if they'd keep that pledge. They didn't. They failed to agree. Sharif wants the judges back at once. Zardari's less enthusiastic. This could matter a lot. It raises doubts about whether the coalition can survive for long. It raises concerns among those who long for a stable Pakistan that the new civilian government will be engulfed by another political crisis instead of dealing with Pakistan's acute problems, the unravelling economy and violent Islamist militancy. Certainly, the attorneys of Islamabad think it matters. Lawyer Hussein Ahmed Khan has no doubt about what will happen if Pakistan's coalition government does not restore the judiciary.
This unrest, I believe, will continue, and the lawyers' community, they will definitely carry forward their present movement.
By that he means Pakistan's lawyers will, once again, take their grievances onto the streets. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.